In 1698, Thomas Savery invented the steam engine. Now, the steam engine converted heat into mechanical power. The machine was used to pump water out of coal mines, but the principles behind its operation were not well understood. In 1712, Thomas Newcomen built an improved steam engine, but it was expensive to build and not very reliable. James Watt invented the first inexpensive, reliable steam engine in 1765. Watt's steam engine was more than 6 times more efficient than Newcomen's. Watt's steam engine catalyzed the entire Industrial Revolution. In 1798, Count Rumford noticed that cannons became hot as they were being bored out. Rumsford showed that more heat was released in the boring process than could have possibly been originally contained in the metal. He concluded that the mechanical boring process itself was producing heat. This was a major departure from the caloric theory that was widely accepted at that time. In 1824, Carnot introduced ideal gas cycle analysis in his work Reflections on the Motive Power of Fire. Then in the 1840s, Mayer, Joule, and Helmholtz developed the idea that energy could not be created or destroyed. Energy is conserved. This principle is now known as the first law of thermodynamics. We'll learn a lot more about it in chapters 4 and 5. Rudolf Clausius stated that no cycle can transfer heat from a low-temperature region to a high-temperature region with no other interaction with its surroundings. This principle is known as the second law of thermodynamics, and we'll learn a great deal more about it in chapters 6 and 7. The contributions of these scientists and many others led to the development of the broad field of thermodynamics that we know today. So the question we ask is, what areas of thermodynamics are we going to study in this program? Flip the page and let's see.